Your Bibles to the book of Ezekiel. In chapter 15, shall we pray? Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this opportunity, this privilege that we have to assemble together this evening. We're thankful, dear Heavenly Father, to be able to be here. We're thankful for your healing hand upon us and the health and the strength that you've given to us. But we thank you most of all, dear Heavenly Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ and salvation through him. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, tonight as we look into your word, that you would open our hearts and our understanding to thy word, that we might glean the right way, the way of the Lord, the way that is pleasing unto thee, so that we might please thee acceptably in thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Read with me verses 6 through 8. Verses 1 through 5, he gave the likeness of a vine tree, vine branch, that bore no fruit. And because it bore no fruit, the vine branch itself was worthless and only good for being cast into the fire, fuel for the fire. He said, verses 6 through 8 is an application of verses 1 through 5. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, as the vine tree among the trees of the forest, which I have given to the fire for fuel, so will I give the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will set my face against them. They shall go out from one fire, and another fire shall devour them. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I set my face against them. And I will make the land desolate, because they have committed a trespass, saith the Lord. 2 weeks ago tonight, we brought a point in our study that the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be given over to the fire, shall be given over to destruction for their disobedience, for their unbelief, for their not obeying the commandments of God. And the fire of God's wrath had before devoured both ends of the vine. Samaria and Judea. And now Jerusalem, the midst of the vine, is to be devoured, is to be cast into the fire. Tonight we want to continue along that line with the thought and the idea that the inhabitants of Jerusalem were like a worthless vine branch. That's been the purpose of this chapter, the purpose of the word of the Lord to them. And therefore, he said in verse 7, I will set my face against them, like as they set their faces against God. To contradict his word, to defeat all his designs, They had, by being disobedient, by he charged them with being a rebellious people, a hard-hearted, a stiff-necked people. Because they had been like that, they had turned their face against the Lord. They had turned their backs on the Lord. And now he's saying that he will set his face against them. He will turn his face away from them. Consider that thought. To have the Lord God say to you that he's going to set his face against you. Oh, how terrible. How awful. Of course, we think of that in in eternal condemnation, and certainly it does apply to eternal condemnation, eternal damnation. But as is in our text, these were the people of God. These were the likeness of the vine. It was a choice vine in our studies. It was one that was nothing in and of itself, but he took it, he nurtured it, he watered it, he grew it. And we're going to get into more of that in the 16th chapter about his tender care. He brings that full square in front of him. Tells them just how special he had treated them and how gracious he was to them. So as we think of this tonight, for you and I, as the people of God, as the children of God, to be rebellious by the life which we live, by going after the things of the world and seeking after the things of the world, rather than seeking after the things of God, being obedient to the things of God and to the things that God commands us from his word. We're rebellious. We're hard-hearted. We're stiff-necked. We're disobedient. As we talked about 2 weeks ago, he charges us with unbelief and our disobedience. Remember Moses and Aaron? Yeah, sons of God, people of God, leaders of Israel. But because of their disobedience, he charged them with unbelief. And so in our disobedience, he charges us with unbelief. And if we persist, as did Jerusalem, with a heart of unbelief, a heart of disobedience, we're not God. Set his face against us and cause us not to prosper spiritually and physically in this life. And I've come to realize in my latter years, and it's just a shame that I didn't realize it much sooner, to the spiritual life, the spiritual blessings of God, they're much more valuable than anything this world has to offer us. Turn with me to the book of Leviticus. The book of Leviticus. In chapter 17. In verse 10, of course, this is the Lord, through his servant Moses, speaking to the children of Israel while they are in the wilderness, before they go into the promised land, to conquer the promised land. And he says in verse 10, he says, excuse me. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. What is he saying here? He's saying, if they believe me not, that it is an unholy thing to eat the blood, because I've given the blood for an atonement for your souls. And if they believe me not, and they eat the blood, I will set my face against them. Turn with me to chapter 20. In verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, again thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. What was involved in this giving of their seed to Molech? Well, it was idol worship. They were worshiping Molech, and they were giving their children at the altar unto Molech. The principal thing is idolatry, idol worship. Verse 3, and I will set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given of his seed unto Molech to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do any ways hide their eyes from the man, when he giveth of his seed unto Molech, and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and will cut him off, and all that go a whoring after him, to commit whoredom with Molech from among their people. And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits, and after wizards, to go a whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul, and will cut him off from among his people. In other words, you turn your back on me, God said, and you worship something other than me, God, Jehovah, I'll set my face against you, and you'll be cut off from your people, he said. Chapter 26. in verse 17. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. Because of their disobedience in this chapter. Because they did not obey the commandments of God, but they were disobedient to the commandments of God. He was going to give them over to terror and consumption and burning ague. He's going to set his face against them, that they be cut off from their people. Now turn with me to the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah. In chapter 21. And in verse 10, we read this. And this, Jeremiah, remember, his counterpart, just a few years before Ezekiel. And this is the word of the Lord to Jeremiah concerning Jerusalem, concerning Judah, concerning Israel. He said in verse 10, "For I have set my face against this city for evil." In other words, I'm going to do them evil. In setting my face against them, I'm going to bring evil upon them. And not for good, saith the Lord. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. What have we been reading in Ezekiel chapter 15? In verse 6, 7, Jerusalem is going to be given to the fire, given to destruction. Here he told Jeremiah that some years before he revealed it to Ezekiel. One more passage on this note. In the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 34, in verse 16. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Face of the Lord. His face is set against them that do evil. To cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. This here has to do with they shall not inherit the earth. This has to do with those that are eternally damned. Because they do evil, because they do wicked. If you have not repented of your sins and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, you can be sure that the face of the Lord is set against you because you're an evildoer. You're a worker of iniquity. Romans chapter 3 and verse 21, 23 tells us, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The verses preceding that, beginning with verse 10 and 11, tell us just what condition every man without the Lord Jesus Christ is in. They're basically, to sum it up in two words, they're totally depraved. There's no good within them. Doesn't mean that every man is as bad as he can be. But as he stands before God, there's nothing good. Nothing good within him. He said back in our text, Ezekiel chapter 15 and verse 7, he said, they shall go out from one fire, and another fire shall devour them. In other words, they're given into the fire. In the end of one judgment will be the beginning of another judgment. They may escape the one, but the next shall devour them. They may escape the famine and the pestilence. They may escape the sword. But if they escape those, they won't escape the being carried away into captivity, the being dispersed among the earth. Those that, well, turn with me to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. In chapter 24. Verse 18. And Isaiah was many years before Jeremiah and Ezekiel, the counterpart with them. They all had God's judgment against the rebellious and hard-hearted and stiff-necked people. And verse 18 says, and it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit, and he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. You see, they may escape one fire, one judgment, only to have the next judgment, the next fire, come upon them. They'll not escape free and clear. Remember what God told Elijah concerning Israel? Turn with me to the book of 1 Kings. In chapter 19, First Kings chapter 19, and look with me here at verse 17, and this is what he told Elijah. He said, and it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Ahaziel shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. You see, God had his judgments all lined up. And they may escape one judgment, but they're not going to escape them all. They're going to fall. The judgment of God is going to fall upon them. They'll go from, as he put it in our text, they'll go from one fire, and another fire shall devour them. They will be given over to the judgment and wrath of Almighty God. Okay, we're going to stop there this